The Red Eye Report has t-shirts, tank tops, and pop sockets for sale on our website, theredeyereport.com. Shirts are $19.99 and pop sockets are $14.99. RER merch is shipped through Amazon and is eligible for Prime shipping. So if you need a new shirt or a way to stand your damn phone up, consider snagging some cool RER gear. Thanks for supporting the show.
On this episode of the Red Eye Report, we talk about LGBTQW and sometimes Y rights. If I missed the letters, sue me.
We've already got them right in our sides.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some shit. First, next up, we have somebody, Ashtray. He's got the most experience in this area. It's the most near and dear to his heart, and plus he's fucked a bunch of them. So, oh, yeah. You know. For the cause. Next to him is Oracle. Oracle, where's your pistol at? You got your gun on you?
I don't have it on me because it is disassembled and because I'm taking it to Vermont tomorrow and fucking shooting the shit out of some fucking woods. Yeah, when I travel with it.
Okay. Okay, so you would have it on you, on your hip, if you weren't going to Vermont, though, right?
That's correct. Shoot my way out of the road rage situation.
Fucking crazy crackers and the guns, and then it's Mystic. Mystic's been kind of quiet this week. I haven't really heard much from him. I really don't have anything bad to say about him. Except, okay, well, fuck you, Mystic. Mystic's with us, you piece of shit. And last but not least, I'm Teddy, and I turned 40 on Friday, so fuck y'all.
Damn.
You goddamn young whippersnappers. Yeah,
you an old bitch.
I know, right? What the fuck? Fuck y'all, right? we were supposed to do the show last week, but I got held up at work, so we postponed it. And I chose this topic because, as everybody knows, the Supreme Court said that that gay, homosexuals, gays, LGBT, the letter folks cannot be discriminated against in the workplace. The letter folks. I mean, it's we're gonna talk. We're gonna discuss like it's like what they want to be calling and things because it's
there goes our gays. It's,
bye, bitch. So I started looking up gay rights. I didn't know here in Tennessee they passed a bill that lets adoption companies discriminate against same sex couples. Which I don't understand why you do that when these kids there's over 400,000 kids in the fucking foster care system. And these kids need loving parents, and I don't get why you take love from a kid because of where somebody puts their dick. It's just weird. But anyway, I learned that in 2003, Lawrence versus Texas, the Supreme Court fucking said that a lot of states had laws that made even homosexual sex illegal. In 2003 is when the Supreme Court said that the states, those laws could be upheld.
Buggery
2003, bro.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, right?
That is
did it say what states that those were?
No, I didn't look up what states those were, but I'm going to tell you they're probably goddamn a lot of the southern states, the Bible Belt states.
Sure.
There was the big joke here was what's going to be legal first, gay marriage or marijuana. Gay marriage won, of course. which is another one they have. They've got they can get married now finally. I can't remember what year that was. Was it like 2010? I think it was 2000. And, was it? Mm-hmm. When did they get married?
It was in Obama's term.
Yeah, it was in Obama's term. Yeah,
I can't remember. Was it before his reelection?
It was
in 12?
Second. I thought it was fucking.
It was. I didn't look up the exact date, but
well, I know he changed. Obama had to change his position publicly. You know, he kind of played that like, oh, you know, I'm a compassionate, you know, Christian. I'm not really sure what I want to say about this. And then Biden's like, fuck it, let him get married. He's like, oh, shit.
Uncle Joe's like, who gives a shit? I love love.
Yeah, right. It's like, oh, Uncle Joe. Like,
they all smell the same to me.
Yeah, right? Fucked a couple lesbians at Woodstock on the back of my Trans Am.
and yeah, they're discriminated against a lot. There is a bill, I can't remember what state it is, about doctors turning away transgender people transgender people of color are the most discriminated against and violently attacked. Because in the black community, it is horrible to be gay. Like
it's extra horrible to be a tranny.
Yeah. Yeah, it is extra bad.
So it's horrible to be
you just fucking not take lit from no one.
So in the black community, it's black people not accepting other black people that are gay.
Yes. Okay.
Exactly. And there's that whole what do they call them, brothers down under or down low bros?
What?
Where it's like,
I don't know. You fucking
black men
sites. I don't fucking know, bro.
Yeah, they're expert on the LGBTQ. community.
Yes. Well, what is it? What is this thing that you're talking about?
It's like code for black men who will not self-identify at all as being gay, but they will secretly have gay sex with other black men.
Hmm. Boom.
There's even like, I don't know, Martin Lawrence has a whole stand-up skit where he's like, you got that one friend, and he's like, do you remember, Martin, when you were coming out of the lake when we were boys and you came out and had the water glistening all over your body? It's like, what?
I think you just dropped Mystic.
Oh, there shit.
There he goes. He's back. He's
Y'all
back.
Hear me?
Yep.
We can hear you now.
They're talking about how you're
down low. Did you say down low, bros?
Down low, bro, yeah.
How do you... I don't even know how you would know this shit.
Well, I work for two gay bosses.
How do you think he knows this shit, bro? We don't judge here. We accept on the Red Eye Report. Okay?
Yeah. I'm not judging at all. I'm just fucking wondering how.
But your judgment is...
we can hear the judgment.
No, how do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
That was the expert.
Well, yeah.
So, I was trying to find somebody who could... We're all pretty much here for gay rights. On the show, is anybody here against gay rights? Equal rights?
I mean, not fully equal. Like, maybe like they could have like 75-80% of it.
I mean, see, I wanted to find somebody who could argue like for their point. There's a guy that I work with. He's and we were talking about this today, and all of his. I was trying to explain to him that all of his things against it were Bible based. And you can't, and that is not, I mean, just because, I mean, I don't understand why you can, you're God,
religion
because you worship, your religion can tell me what I can or cannot do with my dick. I don't understand why this is.
How many atheists do you think, or do you think it's even possible for an atheist to be anti-gay rights? That exists.
I'm pretty sure it does exist. I mean, they got black people who are rallying
for black.
That's true.
Still homophobic.
Right. Right.
You know, but sometimes too.
Lot of homophobia does come out of fucking
religion, right?
Religion.
I mean, it it
being
seems
a religious
really
cat.
Irrational. Yeah. Like it's completely irrational. It's like,
well, and that's the thing. I don't think many atheists are very irrational people, because otherwise they wouldn't be atheists. Mm-hmm. They value rational thinking above all else. so I don't know that I think that's about right. I don't know that you would find many that would be.
Yeah, I agree. Mr. Bill Maher. Bill Maher said it best when he said that religion, believing in religion is consciously suspending critical thinking.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for real. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we're all for it, but like he couldn't get that. Like I couldn't get him to kind of like admit that. It was kind of weird. And I also learned that 71 countries still it is like illegal and like punishable by death to be gay.
Hmm.
In 71 countries.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
71. That's a lot.
71. Yeah, look at the. It is on It is the second. The Newsweek.com tab. If you look at that, you got a list of the countries there.
So Travis asks,
72.
If you think straight people are just sucking dick to stick it to Jesus.
Maybe like not really gay. Maybe they're just trying to.
Maybe
atheists would torture
Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus. Maybe they got that's the ultimate daddy issues.
Right? I'll choke on this bone just to show you.
Just to show you, Dad.
Have you ever seen a...
And you realize it's your dad in a bathrobe and a wig.
Hey, hold on. Speaking of choking down dick, do you know who Michael Che is? Michael Che?
The SNL?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I'd never really seen a stand-up, and I watched his stand-up, but it was from 2016, but he said a good... He was like, I don't want a gay son, just like I don't want a straight daughter. He's like, I don't want dicks going into any of my family members. He's like, that should be like a dad's innate like thinking is, you know, no dicks whatsoever. It was a pretty good joke.
Like, would it bother you if one of your daughters turned out or all your daughters turned out to be gay?
No, it wouldn't bother me at all. I don't give a shit. As long as they're happy, dude.
As long as they're fucking exactly right. As long as they're fucking happy, they're fucking
just live their lives. Lesbian girlfriends don't poke holes in the couch with their spikes.
Right. Yeah.
We're gonna let Ashley go last on his next one. His first. Does anybody here know any gay trans people? Any of the letter people?
I mean,
I'm just gonna say litter people because it's
sure coworkers and stuff, and then you know through my work or whatever, I'll brush against people that are passing through or whatever that need help or whatever. I became like, much
do they
more.
Say things? Do they say people? Things like, I mean, "Hey, be careful! I'm a tranny."
So yeah. I have become much more open and accepting of this. So I think it's one thing to say like, oh, well, yeah, well,
you're closed off to it at one point.
So I think it's one thing to say like, oh, I believe in equal rights. And it's another thing to actually be working in that community, be working with people that are gay, who are, you know, from these different groups. And honestly, before I was in the fucking Marines, I wasn't even able to be around women. I didn't work with women. The first time I had a conversation with a woman Marine, like outside of getting some paperwork done, was like 7 years in. Much less gay people. That just wasn't really something that people talked
about.
That's
right. Don't ask, don't tell, bro.
Don't ask, don't tell, right?
Yeah. Don't ask,
so
don't tell.
So after I started working in social services... I remember like one of the first days on the job, I had some trannies because it was my job to help people find jobs. I had some trannies rolling off the street and we were in a rough, you know, neighborhood. And they're like, hey, somebody told us that you're going to help us find a job. And I'm just like, holy fucking shit, you know?
Up and start unbuckling.
Yeah, right. Yeah. First job right here. Start sucking. Yeah,
first job right here, baby.
But seriously, after that, and that was over the top or whatever, but it's just like, hey, a lot of the things that I notice is teens that had really fucked up home situations that were really unfair to them because they were fucking gay, because they were trans, whatever. And it's like, of course this person is having all these issues because their life is a fucking living hell right now. Anybody would be dealing with that. And if you're a trans and you're having all these fucking body issues or whatever, and you're like halfway through your transition, I've worked with people are looking at you, fucking judging you, and you're trying to have a fucking normal, you know, existence. Good fucking luck.
Imagine how hard it is for your own mental well-being when you're purposely altering your hormones.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, it's seeing that firsthand, it gave me a lot more empathy for people that are dealing with that, where it's like, okay, yeah, I don't understand your experience specifically, but I see like you don't have it easy right now. And especially if your family is not supportive, I can't imagine if my family is like, yeah, fuck this fag, you know,
right.
And you have to go home to that as a fucking teenager. That's rough. That's really rough. So that's kind of where I'm at it, you know, on it.
I work with one trans dude. I mean, I don't know if he's trans. His name used to be Mike. Now it's Pode. And He like yelled at me one time, or not yelled at me, but like corrected me when I said he. He uses like those fucking they them pronouns.
Mm. You know? Yeah, what's pronouns? He considers himself a she or.
And I just, I don't know, man. I just try not to talk to it. You
know, that's a real way.
Like I don't. Okay, well, no, okay, I don't want to be fucking. I don't.
Okay.
Listen, I don't want to be rude.
I know you don't.
Right, exactly, to him right. or her or it or whatever.
Right.
I just so, don't give a fuck enough.
Right.
To exactly. like I mean, learn to what you want me to call you.
Yeah. Right. Okay. That's.
So I'm just going to not talk to you.
That is that's a very good segue. Right. I worked with a guy in the kitchen. It, every time a new person started, he introduced himself to him, told him, "Hey, my name, blah blah blah. I'm one of the cooks here, blah blah, and I'm gay." And I'm like, "Okay, awesome." Every fucking body that started, whether they're a cook, server, fucking janitor guy, did not fucking matter. I was like, "Why do you always have to explain to them that you?" I'm like, "People, I'm pretty sure people don't fucking care." But that was. But anyway, so
we moved on. Do you have an answer for that?
I can't. It was so long ago. I can't remember. I do remember that the guy, he was a shitty cook. I remember he was a shitty cook. himself. He was a shitty fucking cook. He always wanted to leave at like 8 o'clock. I'm like, bro, it's Friday, right? We close at 1. I'm like, you got here at 5, right? What is going on here?
You have to admit though, the LGBT community, there are not all of them, but there are a number of them where, and this can go for any minority, but where it's like, them being gay is like such a big factor of like their identity rather right. than it just being like, yeah, I'm gay. You know, it's like my boss, when you first meet him, you wouldn't guess right away he's gay. Cause fucking, it's like not stereotypical.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't say, "Oh, hi, my name's Mark and I'm gay." It's
like, right. Like almost every gay person I've ever met isn't stereotypical. You know right, what I mean? Exactly. Like, yeah, you don't meet fucking flamboyant transsexuals very often.
Well, you don't go to the clubs I do.
No, you're right. I don't. Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
Oh, there's some stereotypes out there. Let me tell you.
I'm pretty sure there are. That's why the stereotypes exist.
Yeah.
All right. It's the same as having. Yeah. Whatever. Cool. Way to go. Way to go, Gary. Way to go, dear.
You commented.
Like Miss was talking about the guy. His name used to be Mike. Now it's Pode. What to call him? I think I'm pretty sure everybody's seen videos. One of the ones I'm talking about is the one at GameStop where the guy he looks like a dude.
Oh,
it looks
like
a 200-pound guy with a blonde wig, pink shirt, and a mini skirt and a purse. And the guy and the guy says, "I'm sorry, sir." And he's like, "It's ma'am. I am blah blah blah." And I'm like, "Look, bro, that's not like it's like Oracle said. Like when you're transitioning in the middle,
it's a fucked up situation,
guy,
right?
So when it comes to, I mean, everybody they got bisexual, trisexual, bisexual, high. Sexuals, and like there's so many people trying to be
individual.
That's what it look. I don't. I you
can be there's all like, kinds my, of like, shit.
My girlfriend cringes at this shit that I'm finna say because I say it all the time. Like I respect you. You want to do what you want to do. That's fine. Biologically, you cannot change your gender. All right, no, it is biologically impossible to change your gender. Yes, you can do certain things to make it look like, but you cannot change your gender by. You can cut off and add whatever you want to, but you can't change
it. Yeah, but now you're being conformist to the societal norms.
I'm not being conformist to society. My thing is, if you want to be known as something else, you have to either be like when you like he constantly corrected you or whatever. I'm like, you have to like where give us a card when you introduce yourself. I mean, there has to be some. I'm like, I'm not trying to be insensitive, but if you
exactly.
like if you're to look like a 250 pound man in a wig and shit, I'm gonna call you sir. And if you don't want to, like, hey, blah blah blah. I'd like say something to do something to help it along. So I'm like, because I will just refer to you as it if it's too fucking hard.
Honestly, there's so many people
identify so much sexual shit now that it's
this guy. In his defense, he looks like Pat with like long hair from Saturday Night Live. Oh, you know what I mean? Like you can't really tell.
You can't really tell
if it's a dude or the. I knew he was a guy because people had told me that before, so that's why I said he. But I don't know if I would have said he. I probably would have been like, "Hey, how's it going?" You know what I mean? Like I would have avoided using that pronoun. Because I don't want to be rude. That's fine if you want to be called that.
Don't be
but don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me because I didn't fucking know. You know, like,
right.
We're, I mean, we're basing what to call you off what we see. And if you've got stubble and shit more than I do, and but you got a right.
I mean, if you got a goiter, I don't give a fuck what you think. Right. You are not.
I have this picture that's being painted in my mind. Like something from a God of War boss or something. Like fucking
goiter beast. Okay, so wait, my girlfriend says it's become a thing to include your pronouns in your email signature.
So this is something that I've had.
Okay, so explain that. I was going to ask you, but you explain it, Doug. What the fuck? So you have to, okay, and call me it or call me she, is it really?
Okay, well, this is something that actually Carolyn and I have kind of had a we differ a little bit on this. So she's definitely trying to be more inclusive. And one of the things that you can do in your email signature is you can put your pronouns, even though if you're not trans or whatever, to show that you're an ally. And
okay.
Wait, right. Is it
how so him, you know, him, his,
he, him, his,
he, him, his, hers,
she, her, she. His, hers.
Right. So, but where do you put it at though? I mean, how
so
do you
put it down. Your so signature. Your name, your signature. So mm-hmm. you even though that, because in the case, like what Mystic is saying, all right, that person needs to tell you the pronouns. Well, I don't need you to tell you my fucking pronouns because I'm a fucking 200-pound man.
Yeah, right. Like it's like, you know? It's fucking obvious. I don't need.
So, you know, and she's like, well, you know, let's we're gonna send an email out or whatever. Let's put our fucking, you know, pronouns or whatever. And I was like, I'm not gonna put my goddamn pronouns.
Yeah,
like, fucking so no. Wait,
do you put like do I put like Ronnie Thomas? He.
Yes. Is that what you did? He. Oh, wow, him.
Fuck, you got, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It shows that you're fucking ally. But okay. Here's my thing. Here, I understand about being an ally or whatever. But this is my philosophy in life. People should be allowed to fucking live their lives in the way that they want to live their lives. Right.
But now you're starting to sound like the mass people. Okay.
When you start fucking pushing your shit on other people, that's when we get into a problem. Where,
yeah, as I've seen, now you sound like the non, I don't want to wear mask people. I do get your argument, but it seems more valid here than it does the mask thing, because I wear a mask, right? Right, I get that, but it's like, health, like it's like I kind of think that I do agree with you that I should, I don't. It's, I have a dark sense of humor, so I would start putting like Ronnie Thomas, Poppy Chulo. Teddy. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, but Teddy, that doesn't, the mask thing has nothing. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame.
So,
we're talking
guess,
about calling someone a pronoun compared to killing other people.
The thing that's happening.
The argument is the same, not the outcome.
The thing is that we have created a climate in our culture right now where it's okay to absolutely crucify somebody that isn't completely liberally correct with
right.
the fucking LGBTQ plus,
yeah, exactly.
with Black
right. yeah.
Lives
yeah.
Matter, with fucking whatever, whatever
what
the hot
Ashton
button
was trying
fucking
to say with that
ticker
thing
is.
He was watching, right?
You know,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and
the
it's,
Evergreen State yeah. protests.
So there are control. It seems like there's only controls on one side of the debate. There's not controls on yeah. the other side, where you can go fucking full retard on the fucking, you know, yeah. social well, justice yeah. side.
The problem is the yeah. controls end up being the harsh fucking alt-right people come in and smashing
right.
their heads and stuff and walking with tiki torches and spouting racist shit. It's like you're getting the extreme alt-right end to try to correct the extreme left over
yeah.
political correctness.
Yeah, and it's super not healthy. So I don't like, so if I want to help somebody feel better or whatever, and I know that person's situation, I will absolutely try to help that person out. But to just fucking fly a flag to be like, oh yeah, you know, I just want everybody to know. I mean, how long is my email signature got to be? I got
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
fucking
well,
like,
how much is it? Are you virtual?
Well,
30,
I mean,
doing that virtual
just like
signal.
The purge. We got a sign. We got a sign in the front yard. We support your right to purge. You know what I mean? They're
yeah.
just marking themselves, yeah. man. So that when they, you know, it's just like I put a Black Lives Matter fucking sign. I don't care. I just don't want them to murder me when they fucking snap and go off
hey,
the handle.
There are some stories that have been accused of.
When the revolution starts, I will do my best to vouch for you two. Oracle will praise you. Like,
There have been articles about businesses that have been accused of doing that, that they're putting up Black Lives Matter posters just to avoid their windows getting busted.
Absolutely.
Wow. Which is like, I mean, interesting, but like, should it be that way?
It shouldn't be the way, because the Black Lives Matter people, the people who really care about the movement, aren't the ones going out smashing windows.
It's exactly.
Just dicks that are, they're dicks that are taking advantage of the chaos to do stupid shit.
Same thing for, you know, people freak out about this shit.
Although tearing these statues down like, is credit for by the Black Lives Matter people. So.
Well, yeah, they tore it up. Yeah, but they also, not the Grant statue. They tore it down. People, I mean, they've been like, even here in the courthouse, they wrecked the plaque for the civil rights shit here. So I mean, it's like these people, a lot of these people aren't educated; they're just stupid, taking advantage of the thing. And because they're out when a peaceful protest is going on or whatever, they are labeled. They loop them both together.
And well, so this reminds me. This conversation reminds me when you did the cheating episode and you were talking about trans athletes, Teddy.
Right.
This was
a while back.
And, yeah, because I mean, I didn't realize like how fucking ridiculous some of those cases were.
Yeah, I mean, in Connecticut, you don't have to identify. You can compete in what you identify as. And there's these two black kids with mustaches and just fake ass braids, like beating these girls in races because they identify as women. And I'm like, I'm like, and then there's also a dickless dude beat the shit out of chicks in MMA. He cracked some fucking dude's skull with them.
Yeah.
I'm
like, that makes you
even a bigger piece of shit than anything else. Because like, who willingly is like, I'm gonna fucking cut my dick off and go beat up some women.
A man who couldn't cut it professionally in his own gender.
But you don't know that. Maybe he really does want to be, you know.
There are some
transgender.
Like, there are some ugly men who legitimately deep down want to dress like women. Like you hear those stories all the time of these older men who like now live in a time where they, and it's also easy when you're an ugly man to dress as like an ugly woman.
Are they really stories to you, buddy?
They're anecdotes. Where it's like,
are they anecdotes? It's okay, buddy. We'll love you regardless.
You have to imagine. It's like, imagine being an ugly man and wanting to be, like, inside, you wanted to be a beautiful woman. Like, there's, it's like, you know, you can only, what do they say? You can only polish a turd so much. You know? It's like, sorry, buddy. Like here, this is
there is
the,
no wig ashtray.
This is the large dress from the Kmart Blue Special.
But there's such a spectrum, though, of like, here. Okay, this one guy wants to do ugly dude wants to dress up and be a smoking chick. Other person is fucking asexual. Other person is fucking whatever. Like, there are so many different things.
There's so many different things.
Well, it seems like
they're trying to outdo each other's individuality, but they're not individual at all.
Well, and what's the difference between queer and gay? You know, is lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer. What exactly is the differentiates the queer? Is it basically someone who feels they're queer, but they also wouldn't consider themselves gay or lesbian?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I picked this topic. I thought you had the answer. So.
I didn't look up the difference in letters. I just know the letters.
Yeah, I know you threw a couple extras in there.
Just calls them the letter people.
The letter people. Cool. All right. Well, that's our topic.
Sometimes why.
Unless anybody wants to add anything
difficult.
Else.
I think it's difficult for us to wrap our heads around this.
Well, I've never had
for
to
kids
deal with the issue
in terms of gender. Fucking all this crazy shit. I mean, I guarantee you in, you know, when things like VR and stuff like that really hits in like 5 years where fucking everybody's using that shit and kids are using it, just the idea of not being tied to your physical body anymore, I think is really going to change shit. It's all. This is just a symptom.
You obviously haven't played Second Life, bro.
Like, people are going to be living that, and when kids grow up with that shit, their idea of what fucking gender is, what it can be, is going to fucking completely be beyond what we can even. We're old school dumb fucks.
even my kids, and I mean, it's a one generation change. It's,
yeah.
I remember my 9-year-old was like, oh, this one girl in my class thinks that she likes this other girl, but she doesn't know that she's gay. And I was like, you're 9 fucking years old.
Yeah. How do you know?
And she's like, yeah, but she's like, yeah. And I looked at her and I said, just be gay then. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, she's 9. That's just, that would have never come out 9, of my mouth.
Right?
At 9 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Moving on to the What Sexy Part of the Show. who's up first? Oh, I am up first with my Volcano Vaporizer. All right. So I'm turning 40 on Friday. I decided to give myself a fucking big boy birthday present. I got myself a Volcano Vaporizer. I got the base model, even though she tried to sell me on the higher models, which I don't fucking. They have 3 models. One's an analog, which is what I have. It has a little dial from 1 to 9 for temperature. If you, the little pamphlet tells you what the temperature is on the dial. And the next one up is digital, and then the next one up from that is digital, and it, but the thing spins or some shit, does some weird shit, whatever. But it was $8.99. The one I got was fucking $4.99. It's worth every fucking penny. It comes with these little fucking bags.
$5 ain't bad for that.
Yeah. But it stays. You can vape it up. Stays in the bag for 10 minutes. The shittier the weed, the longer, the quicker it goes stale. I had a sack that went stale fucking real quick. It was not cool. Didn't like it. Ended up making butter out of it. But after I vape it, it still has THC in it. So I make butter out of it. And it's actually also, if you have the money to spend on it, it is the best way to smoke weed. It's pretty much odorless. When you exhale, it comes out real quick. It's like odorless. You save your weed. I've smoked less. One little bowl will last you fucking. Oh shit! Thanks a lot.
That looks like it's gonna explode.
It's not gonna explode. It's not gonna explode. It comes with 6 bags. You can change them out, and you can fucking make new ones. It is for $500. It is the best.
How long have you left a bag half full and then smoked it in the morning?
Yeah, you don't have to fill up the whole bag. You can make it a half bag, a quarter bag, whatever you want.
How long can you leave the smoke in there? It doesn't really like go 10 bad,
minutes.
Does it?
10 minutes.
After 10 minutes, it's basically just like what?
It's just stale. Every hit will make you cough, like you're hitting fucking like stale. Oh, like, just like if somebody left stale smoke in a pipe or something, or a bong. It's just like that. Yeah. Because you're just sitting there, I guess. Just like stale smoke. I don't know. No. But if you okay, Travis said he found like his used. He found his asshole. Used for fucking. Hey, buddy, don't knock it till you try it.
You know, I've already tried.
Well, Travis says that he found his for $150.
Well, way to fucking go, Travis. Gives a shit. I paid top dollar for my new.
Travis says it's supposed to be good for 8 hours.
8 hours?
Yeah. What's your instruction manual say?
The book said 10 minutes. Right. The book I got with my non-used one.
Yeah,
my non-used one. Yeah. Travis got the used 10 book. Minutes.
You got the used book, bro. Don't question me again on air. What is wrong
drawn
with you?
With a fucking crayon. 8 hours.
Yeah.
8 hours.
So, man, I've had it after 8 hours. It's just fun.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. You should get one, everybody. Yeah. Anyway, and I can send you fellas some butter if you like, because I make some bomb ass butter. Next up is Oracle with Oculus.
Yeah, I would fucking die. Hold on, though.
I don't get how it works. I don't understand the science part of this.
Okay, so what it is it heats the weed. It's just like bicarboxylating the weed before you cook it, before you make butter and stuff with it. Decarboxylating, yeah. It heats the weed up enough to get the heat off, but it doesn't burn it. But the more you do it, because it's heating the weed up, it turns it kind of like a brownish color.
So it's releasing. Yeah, it's releasing.
Yeah, so it goes from this nice green color. Wait, is that over?
Yeah, to the brown. Okay, so then you make butter.
To the brown, yeah. Then I make butter out of that, yeah.
Huh.
So that's the science of it. That's why
very, very precise that's why in the wanna, temperature.
Oh, yeah, it's very precise. That's why, when the first day I got it, I set it to like 8. And we're doing full bags, and me and my girl passed out like 3 or 4 times. but now I've got it set to 6 for this bag I got. And it was fucking, it's awesome. So yeah.
Nice.
That's the science, Mystic.
That's the motherfucking science. That's fucking science.
So that's all you got to say, man. I know what decarboxylation is. I'm not retarded.
I am.
So sorry. Next up is Orca with Oculus S.
So I picked up an Oculus S. Been playing some games on that.
Now, is that the wireless one?
So this one is not wireless. This one you need a good PC to hook up to. Oculus Quest is the one that is wireless. So, from what I've heard, that actually can play things like Half-Life Alyx and shit like that. So that's a lot better than I expected. I've been playing... the nice thing about Oculus that I didn't realize is I thought you were just limited to Oculus games. But actually, you can buy games on Steam and play it on your Rift, which is nice because games are generally cheaper on Steam. And so I've been playing Half-Life Alyx. This game that is right here is called You Will Fall. And it's like a fucking roguelike... like sword, dual-wielding sword thing, kind of fantasy where you have powers and shit, and you gotta fucking, like, have sword battles and stuff like that. I've been doing, like, exercise apps and stuff like that, and I've just been super impressed. Half-Life Alyx is fucking amazing. Incredibly immersed. I actually forgot to tether my fucking motion controller to one of my hands the other day, and I ended up throwing a grenade and I fucking threw my fucking motion controller because I think my TV, I don't know, my fucking headset was on.
Did you have to like fuck pause?
You just kept going fuck auto coming.
Well, I had to get it, but the nice thing is your when you got it, you can still see where your motion controller went. Because it still senses where it goes. So
the thing about Oculus,
thing about Oculus, which I love, is that it has inside-out tracking. You have no tracking shit that you set up. So you put it on, it's fucking ready to go.
And so then it's tracking from the helmet.
Tracking from the headset, and it works flawlessly in terms of tracking.
The room. Let's just use the walls.
It scans the room. You set up a boundary, which is called Guardian. So you say, okay, this is as far as I want to go. So if you get close to that, it will put up like a mesh, and it'll say, all right, you know, make sure you're fucking not falling out of a window or whatever. It's fucking awesome, and I really think Oculus, I believe, has plans to release the next Quest maybe next year, I believe. And that's the one that you don't have to plug into anything. And I know Facebook owns Oculus. I know one thing that they plan on rolling out within the next couple of years is lifelike avatars, and where you're just going to be chatting with people in a VR environment. So you're basically in a room with them. And I think once they roll that out, it was tough for me to find this headset. It was very difficult for me to find this, and I had to pay a little bit more to get it, honestly.
Do like a little handy on the side and the back.
A little handy, I had to give it a little handy. Because the shit, it's sold out. All of the headsets are sold out. So if you can find one, this is $400.
Okay.
It's really not that bad. The Quest. So I would recommend, unless if you have a fucking kick-ass computer, and mine was really on the borderline, I would recommend getting the Quest. The Quest is the standalone system where you don't have to plug it into anything. And I've tried one of those, and it's really good. So
you look like the Star Wars kid in this little screen watching.
Yeah, right? I mean, you're in it, man. You are. It is amazing how immersive that shit is. And just like, this is a new game that it's actually in beta right now.
6.5, huh?
It's fucking awesome. Like, just the... It gets you so hyped up in the way that your hands and your arms and shit, you can't really see it that well in this. But the way, like, you look at your arm and it's just like this ripped, like, fucking superhero character fucking arm.
Oh, really?
You teleport your swords into your hands and you're fucking launching spells and stuff. It is cool as fuck, and the music and stuff.
I can see
really
some pretty, like, I can see this being much more easy to get into, like, kind of games where you're actually somewhat physically active compared to the Nintendo Wii, where it's just swinging that thing around, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, it really
still,
is.
But I still see the same dislocated shoulders and elbows that we gonna see with the Wii, because no matter how cool and realistic it makes that sword feel or look, it is still a fucking 3-ounce controller that you're gonna swing like a fucking, like a 2-pound sword.
You're gonna smash it.
Yeah, it outcomes, you know what I'm saying? We had those same problems.
And one of the cool things, like this afternoon, I taught a class and I had to go off to a meeting. And so I did like 20 minutes of boxing. I've got like Box VR, which is like a cardio training thing where I'm just like punching and doing like these different, you know, shit like that. You get a good cardio workout, you know, do that for 20 minutes. Bam. I've got a workout, like completely immersive workout situation that is fabricated, and you know, I can really see
disingenuous.
I've got the same thing, but mine's with the Jedi, and I'm fighting Darth Vader.
Right,
you know, lightsaber. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's just for people to be able to do that, to just transport themselves. See, I think that's the thing.
Jerks
is,
off.
Once when they get rid of the hardware, when you don't need this massive amount of hardware where you can just put something on, or where you have augmented reality where you have like Apple glasses or whatever and you fucking do something for like 5 minutes and then you're just out of it again, I think that's where it's like really like holy shit, everybody's using it. It's like fucking cell phones, you know, were 10 right. years ago or whatever.
Well, awesome. Next up is Mystic with Michael Che.
Okay, yeah. I kind of said it before. I watched one of his specials from before, and I've never really seen a stand-up, but I genuinely laughed my ass off for a good 48 of those 60 minutes. Like, it was fucking... It was some funny-ass shit, dude. the reason I thought of it... Just Netflix...
Okay.
The reason I thought of it, because he told a joke about trannies. He's like, I'm trying not to use offensive words, trying not to say tranny. He's like, I didn't really think it was that big of a deal, you know. He's like, but I got a transsexual friend, and she was like, hey, it's really offensive to me that you say tranny. And he's like, what's the big fucking deal? It's just one letter, tranny, you know. She's like, okay, you want me to call you Blackie? He's like, all right, yeah, I get it. Hey there, Blackie.
Fair enough.
Right.
All right, next up is Ashtray with EU may slap travel ban on U.S. traveler.
Yeah. Did you hear?
That's sexy.
Well, just in the, I mean, I'm not fucking traveling to Europe. Might be sexy for you guys, you jet setters. But.
Oh, I don't know.
Now that Europe is like, all right, fucking US's cases are going through the roof.
Yeah.
Nah, we're not going to let you in now. Oh, what? Yeah, I just love the irony. The old fucking Trump. Pissed.
My ancestors conquered this world all over. Now you're going to tell me I can't go to
my Irish culture.
Yeah. The word, fuck them. All right.
Somebody posted a thing and I thought it was great. It said people in Wisconsin acting like saying something about fucking this is their native land, living in cities like Wauwatosa and Menasha and Oconomowoc and Shikwamagon, you know, like they were just naming off fucking Indian names for cities and shit. This is my land. Okay.
Yeah. White people, man, fuck them. Fuck what you think is up next. Man, I'm up first with people.
We're the first, dude.
Okay, but people, not so much people. It's indecisive people. I do not like I work in the restaurant business. And to ask somebody, do you want to sit inside in the air conditioning or outside on the patio in 90-degree weather, and for them to sit and take 3 minutes to come up with this decision of what they want to do, is where I'm like, inside or out? You want to sit inside? Where do you want to sit? Like, just generally getting some, like, where do you want to sit? I'll let you pick a seat. And these folk, these idiots will walk around like a lost llama in a field. Like, so over here, no, how about this one? How about, they're all the same goddamn booth. Sit down. Like, I don't get what, dude, why does it, it's just fucking people. I don't know if it's Tennessee. I just got to get out of Tennessee. You know.
I have a feeling people are that way in other parts of the country.
Yeah, it's just, I get it's everywhere. It's just, I'm like, if you don't like this seat, it's not a life or death. If you don't like it, you can get up and move. It's not like, if you, it's just like indecisive. Yeah, it's just, yeah. Or when you go out to eat with somebody, you're like, what are you having? Why does it matter what I'm having? Do you want a bite of my shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it gonna affect what you order? Shit. I mean, you're like, what is the deal? Why do you want to know what I'm having? I don't give a fuck what you're having. It's just, you're an adult. Mm-hmm. But yeah, don't ask me what kind of beer that you're gonna like. I don't know you, dude. I just met you.
Some people are just looking to be led.
Is this your first time at a bar? What are you doing? I've had people order martinis that they fucking, and they make, I don't like this. What? I don't like vodka. I'm like, what? Well, why did you order a martini? It's like, it's, oh my God. It's just people, man.
I always hated, my father-in-law always goes to the waiter or waitress. Well, can you recommend something?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't know what you like, motherfucker.
Right.
Like, dude, look at the menu.
Yeah.
And be like, give her some options. Amazing. Be like, hey, I'm thinking of choosing the salmon, the fucking, the whatever. Which one is the best, do you think? Oh, right. Maybe I like this one better. But like, what's good? What do you mean, what's good? I don't know. You like Brussels sprouts and fucking liver? Right, like, exactly. What the fuck, man?
I'm like, French fries or some crack pepper.
Know what food you like to eat. There, if we have the foods you like, yeah, then get those foods. If you want to try something new, then try something new. It's not that hard to be an adult, or it's just a friend. My son makes better decisions. He's fucking six. I'm like, shit. I'm telling him, what do you want? I'm trying to get it out of him, and like, what do you want to drink? I'm like, we got like six things to choose from. If you choose, okay, just choose one, buddy. Don't take all day. If you don't like it, we'll get something else. There are options here. It's not, choose a goddamn drink. Choose one now. It's not right? not that serious. You better pick one. Anyway, yeah, that's just me bitching about fucking Tennesseans. All right, next
time. Don't make the same mistake your brother did. I have a brother. Don't make the same mistake
your brother did.
You had a brother.
Next up is Oracle with impending fiscal collapse or apocalypse. Oh my God.
There are rumblings around Rhode Island right now, and I'm sure it's the same around other parts of the country. Where?
Nope. I look around. Which white folks ain't over here?
We don't know in terms of how the state is going to reconcile the impending fucking fiscal apocalypse and paying for all of this fucking shit. So everything's on hold. Education. So I've heard that teachers that are teaching in like public schools will not know if they have a job until 3 days before they have to teach.
Are you shitting me?
Is this Rhode Island?
I'm in Rhode Island. I imagine there are other things happening around the country.
I got a call. I got a call today from my son's elementary school letting me know that they are planning on starting August 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
they're going to fire a bunch of teachers. So just because they're going to have the classes doesn't mean that they're going to have all the teachers that they had before, because they can't pay them. They don't have the money. They blew it. They blew their fucking money on this COVID shit. And, wow. Yeah, I've got a couple grants for programs. I got award letters for them. But it's like, well, we don't know if we're actually going to have the money for this. We got to see what's going to happen.
Did you write the grants too?
Yeah, I wrote the grants. And I mean, whatever. I get it. But man, we're going to be, there's going to be some shit going down.
Yeah.
Because the new fiscal year starts July 1st. So That's
get your silver.
it's his silver bullion that he keeps it in his house, not yep. in a safe or anything. Because
unlocked, just right here next to me, right yeah. next to my drugs. Yeah.
The money's anyway. Got to come from somewhere. You know,
it does, yeah.
$600 yeah. bucks a week for unemployment. No oh, yeah. questions
we,
asked.
We had people not come back just to get that unemployment. So, I mean, mm-hmm. it's yeah. yeah, nothing to yeah. Anyway, all right, that's fucked up. Next up is Mystic with what is it, Mystic?
Mystic. Didn't I put it in there?
No. What is it?
Yeah, it is. Dumb oh. coworkers.
Dumb coworkers.
Oh, dumb coworkers. Oh, shit.
I just...
on the next page.
I'm dumbfounded every so often. I work in a business that, you know, makes money off of communicating things to other people, and we can't even communicate to one another within the station. You know, like, it's just, it's fucking so irritating. I ask one person, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, I don't know. What do you mean you're the fucking producer for sports, man? What do you mean you don't know? Yeah. Like, what... Well, I guess I'll figure it out. Yeah, you fucking will. I'm the lowest paid dude in the room. Why am I fucking trying to figure this out for you? You know, yeah, like, right. why am I doing this? Like, they fucking, one of the anchors just like dumped some shit on me. He's like, here, just choose a couple sound bites. Dude, I'm not a producer. It's not my job to choose sound bites or put shit together like that. I edit the video. Mm-hmm. That's my job. That's all it is. Mm. I'm a monkey.
Right? Just give
and
me
that's
the part.
Fine with me. And that's fine with me. Do. That's what I want. That's you know, like, I. It's, so let's. I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to bitch a little bit. That's
there
it.
There you go, buddy. Let it out. Cool. All right. Next up is Ashtray with Mayor's shitty green screen hair.
Oh, shit. I forgot to put that.
Here's this. Yeah, you got to put it in there. Hair.
Oh, Christ. Come on, buddy.
It's in the.
Is it in the outline?
Jesus Christ.
Put it in the fucking outline.
It's in the outline.
What the hell is this crack?
I know, right? Look at this shit. Look at
this. I tried copying it from our messenger feed.
All right. All right. Jesus. I got it. I got it.
Got it? Yeah, okay. Anyways, so the mayor is in hot water because she, basically, and this is happening a couple of weeks ago before even this recent turmoil, but she sent like a secret locked video to the police department, Madison PD, basically, like borderline kissing their ass, you know, and telling them how hard it must be being their job and being all loaded up in gear and having people call them names. Not be thankful for the job or whatnot.
People are mean to me.
This is like, you know, right after she had just been talking publicly to the Black Lives Matter people, like, yes, we need to make change. Blah, 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 blah. And so, like, she's had to have a response now to basically apologize or apologizing to the police. And she did it with this green screen, and what I'm assuming supposed to be. So this earlier clip is not it, but you'll see it later where she's like in front of what I'm assuming is supposed to be a window outside of her desk. But look at her hair.
She's got big old tits.
Yeah, she's Jessie LaRue.
Awesome.
But yeah, I remember seeing that in the news thinking like,
did you what? Call her Jessie LaRue?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Haven't heard that one before?
No.
Awesome.
So I mean, I can tell you what's going on there is...
So is it just the auto zoom?
Well, the thing is, so Zoom has a background removal, but you can run that background removal if you do not have a green screen. And that's what she did. She fucking ran it without a green screen.
So it's like it just having a hard time even differentiating the line around her head.
It's differentiating between colors.
Yeah.
The reason Oracle's works so well is because everything behind him is green.
Right.
And the rest of him isn't. He's not wearing any green. He doesn't have a green mic thing. So it just takes out all the green. Well.
Right.
she's wearing, she, you know what I mean? It's removing shit that's in her hair, in her head, in her fucking all over the place. It's,
In all seriousness, go fuck yourself, people, impending physical apocalypse, dumb coworkers, and Mayor Shitty Green Hair.
Mayor Shitty Green
Hair. All right, that's the show. We're going to be here every Thursday night or Wednesday Central. Yeah, make sure you join the conversation at theredeyereport.com or facebook.com/theredeyereport. You can also twiddle us at Twitter, but I don't do Twitter because I'm too goddamn old. All right, I'm 40. Fuck y'all. Like us, share us, fuck us. We're down for whatever. I'm Teddy reminding you that whatever you do in the dark is your business. Dick don't know who's sucking it, and pussy don't know who's licking it.
I'm Oracle.
This is Ashtray.
Gross.
Fortified mystic.
This is the Red Army Report. That's Ashtray. He knows it's true.
He knows it's true.
Right?
He knows it's fucking true.
It don't matter what gender they are, if they're a good kisser and your eyes closed.
Wow. All right. I've been drinking beer. I gotta go pee. Well, how's you, fellas?
Good. Yeah.
Fucking true.